You are listening to the Light Catchers Podcast, a podcast of original stories written by me, your host, C.C. Kimmel, for you, my fellow light catchers. What is a light catcher, you might ask? Well, it's anyone who can find the good and the bad, the beautiful and the ugly, and the light in the darkness. So if that describes you, these stories are yours. In season two of the Light Catchers Podcast, we will be following the story of two best friends and one magic spaceship who travel far beyond the universe to save the Shadow Planet. If you miss the Forest Friends, or if you never had the chance of meeting them to begin with, be sure to go back and listen to season one. And don't worry, Fox, Bear, Doggy, and the kitty cat they all call Kit will be back in future seasons. Unlike season one, this is one story told in four parts. So before listening, make sure to start at the beginning of season two so you don't miss any of this adventure. But for now, I'd like you to sit back, kick up your feet, and catch the light with me. Astrid lay on her side. Her clothes were like rags and her deep green hair was covering the bottom of the boat. "We have to get the water out of her. Help me pick her up." JJ and Lulu both grabbed Astrid and lifted her up. Lulu hid on her back as they tried to get her to cough up the water. JJ looked at her face and it seemed to be getting paler by the second. "We have to save her, Lulu. We have to." JJ laid her back down and had Lulu continue to press on her back while he grabbed the oars and started to paddle. Now that the waves were gone, the shore seemed closer and JJ rowed with all his might. Lulu placed Astrid on her back and began pushing on her chest. For the first time, Lulu got a good look at Astrid, could study her and realize that her face looked like a face out of a fairy tale. Her long green hair and pale green skin sparkled slightly, and there was an embedded joy in her cheeks. Lulu looked away for a moment in despair, trying to make the shore be closer just by her desire. She had lost her mom years before she could really remember it. But the feeling of loss was still overwhelming, and she couldn't bear the thought of losing Astrid. Out of the silence that seemed to stretch across the expanse of stars above them, the silence of JJ and Lulu's desperation, Astrid coughed and rolled over, water spewing out of her mouth. Lulu screamed with delight and grabbed her and hugged her and would not let her go. JJ wanted to leap for joy, but knew he just needed to get to the shore, that celebrating would happen later. Lulu held Astrid up to a sitting position, and Astrid looked around wide-eyed. She could barely remember seeing the world with such beauty, so she wasn't sure if it was real. "Am I dead?" Astrid asked, looking deep into Lulu's eyes. "Ha! No, no, my beautiful Astrid, you are very much alive." Astrid still looked with wonder at JJ and Lulu, and the sparkling sky and the calm waters. A smile began to cross her face just before she looked back again at Lulu. And then she fell suddenly backwards toward the boat. "What happened, Lulu?" JJ shouted.
I don't know. I think she passed out."
Lulu nervously felt her head and could feel Astrid getting colder. Her breath was slowing down again.
"Oh no, JJ, we can't lose her. We've got to get to the shore."
Right when she said this, the boat stopped on the sand of the shoreline, about 50 feet from the beach. A crowd of green men, women, and children gathered next to the water, and JJ jumped out it, and Lulu lifted Astrid up. The curiosity of the crowd immediately turned to shock as they saw the limp body of Astrid in JJ's arms as he ran towards the beach.
"Help us! Help her! Please!"
The crowd began to part, and a man, taller than JJ and Astrid combined, deep green eyes and long, flowing green hair, stepped through toward JJ and Lulu. He paused right in front of them and looked down at Astrid being held.
"Give her to me," the man said. A tear ran down his cheek, and they both knew that the man in front of them was her father.
JJ didn't say anything and quickly offered Astrid to her dad. Even with Astrid barely hanging on to life, JJ and Lulu could sense a relief in her body as she sunk into her father's arms.
"The emerald," her father said.
Lulu ran to the boat, grabbed the emerald, and brought it to him. Without saying a word,
Astrid's father turned and ran down the road towards the town. The crowd, now solemn, followed after him and began to sing. The song was sad and hopeful, filled with longing and wonder, and to this day, JJ and Lulu have never heard a more beautiful song.
In all the time of Landria, the people chose to sing a song that brought the sky to bear and gave the broken wings.
Outside the door, and Lulu sat with her back against the wall. The singing crowds huddled around the ivy-covered home inside the Emerald City. As they sang, more of the city came to life. The ivy covering every wall filled out, the trees lining the streets grew taller, and the smell of flowers filled the streets as they repeated the song with solemn joy. "What is he doing in there? Why is it taking so long?" JJ kept asking. He had never been one to wait well, and this was no exception. "Please, JJ, sit here with me and listen to the song. There's nothing more we can do for Astrid. Her father has her, has the emerald, and now we can only hope." JJ pretended not to hear Lulu for a minute before sitting down. As he exhaled and closed his eyes, it was the first time he really gave into the beauty of the moment. He was so worried about Astrid, he hadn't really noticed the change in the planet. The smell of lavender surrounded him as the sound of birds joined the song of the people of Landriel. Lulu laid her head on JJ's shoulder and closed her eyes. The thought of Astrid struggling for life inside the house behind her still overwhelmed her, but she couldn't help but feel the joy of the planet. A reminder that no matter where she was, life had a power over death that death could never defeat. The song and the green and the birds and the lavender smell flooding the air reminded her that even on the other side of the universe, she wasn't alone. JJ heard Lulu begin to cry, and the tears he had fought back began to well up in his own eyes. They weren't the shameful and hidden tears he often cried after being pushed or hit at school. And it wasn't the angry tears he cried into his pillow at night after his parents dismissed his fear of going back to school. They were healing tears that began to flow down his cheek, like a trickle of water to a dying plant. JJ rested his head on Lulu's, and they both allowed the song and the tears to heal the wounds they carried. Song went on. It was like every singer sang the same song, but slightly differently, so that when it came together, it was more beautiful and powerful than had they sung the song alone. With their eyes closed, they began to feel how tired they were, and even with all of the beauty and the wonder surrounding them, a small part of them wondered how their own pillow and own covers would feel all the way back home. Lulu's breath began to slow as she sunk deeper into JJ's shoulder. And both of them were about to slip into sleep when they heard the song stop and a small voice speak their names. JJ? Lulu? The shining green girl asked, standing in front of them. JJ and Lulu looked up, rubbing their eyes from the sleep and tears, trying to make sense of what they were seeing. But as soon as their minds came back into focus, they both jumped up and lunged at the girl. Astrid! They both shouted as they embraced her. Astrid smelled like the heart of a deep, deep forest, and they didn't want to let her go. You were so brave, Lulu said over and over again. She couldn't stop hugging her and crying and laughing. JJ stepped back and smiled as he watched the two of them embrace. Finally, Astrid and Lulu stepped away from each other, and JJ and Lulu saw her father standing behind her, tall and proud. We would like you to be our honored guests, to stay and live with us as knight and lady in the Emerald Castle, the father spoke. What you did for us, rescuing us from this curse and drawing us out of the shadows, is worthy of our undying and unwavering loyalty. JJ's cheeks got bright red from the invitation, and Lulu let a tear fall again from her eyes. I don't think we can stay. I can't tell you how honored we feel, but we have to be getting home. We have to go back to our own planet, JJ said. They could see the sadness on Astrid's face. Are you royalty on your planet? Astrid said, now her eyes welling up with tears. Lulu laughed. No, it's just our families will miss us if we don't get home. Beside, we didn't bring your people out of the shadows. You did. It was you who jumped in the water and got the emerald, and it was you who used the emerald to heal the planet. Behind the crowd, Lulu and JJ saw the magic spaceship descend and hover just above the Emerald Street. The crowd turned and watched it. They could hear the spaceship call out in her cheerful robotic voice, "Come, children, we must be going now." The crowds parted and made a path for JJ and Lulu. Astrid fought back the tears and then ran to the wall of their house to grab two flowers. I understand, but I don't want you to forget me, Astrid said as she handed them each a flower. Astrid, we could never forget you, Lulu said, taking the flower from her and hugging her again. JJ held the flower in his hand and began to cry. The goodbye lasted a while. There was hugging and tears and promises to visit and remember. The whole town began to sing again as they walked all together toward the magic spaceship. They all felt like family by the time JJ and Lulu got to the ship. The amount of flowers and ivy placed on their shoulders and in their hair grew to the point where, from a distance, Lulu and JJ looked as green as everyone else on the planet. By the time they were in the spaceship and lifting away from the planet, they were exhausted. JJ and Lulu had felt every emotion imaginable on their adventure, and the thought of their own beds began to consume them. "I hope we see Astrid again," JJ said as the planet fell back into the starry sky behind them.
"Oh," said the spaceship, "I have a feeling we'll be seeing her again."
The stars became a blur around them as the magic spaceship sailed through the sky. Before they could even notice what was going on, they looked out and saw the tops of distant buildings and houses, the familiar outline of the neighborhood park, and then the quiet yard behind JJ's house. As the spaceship landed, they watched as the switches and buttons and lights and levers all faded back into the wood, and the cockpit became the roof of JJ's playhouse. It didn't matter how many adventures they went on together. There was always something sad about the end. JJ climbed out first and then helped Lulu get down. Under the moon, their faces were lit up in blue, and they both silently smiled.
"JJ, your bruises are gone," Lulu said suddenly, touching the side of his face.
"Huh. I guess they are," JJ said, smiling as he remembered the song of Landriel. They both walked towards the house. Lulu grabbed the chair she used to climb the fence. JJ knew he would see her soon, and they both needed sleep, so he let her leave without letting a goodbye drag on. But on the other side, he saw her red hair pop back over the fence and her face looking down at him. "JJ, no one should be a shadow." With one more smile, Lulu's kind eyes and bright red hair disappeared behind the fence. JJ turned, the final tear of the night falling down his cheek, and climbed up into his room, where he fell into his bed and fell asleep before he even realized it was his own pillow. Thank you for listening to the Lightcatchers podcast. To see original illustrations for these stories, follow Lightcatchers podcast on Instagram. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it. It really does help.